Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today we've got a pretty clear mission. We're diving into what your students are engaging with right now in The Juice.
We'll be distilling key info from several recent stories. The goal is you get the core insights, understand why they matter. All without feeling, you know, bogged down.
Okay, so let's kick things off with a big sports story. The 2025 Club World Cup.
Ah, yes. The first one ever held in North America.
Right. And it wrapped up with quite an upset victory for England's Chelsea FC over France's Paris Saint-Germain.
Yeah, that's something.
But even though the head of soccer's governing body called it the most successful club competition in the world, this, like, $2 billion tournament, well, it faced some real challenges. Many saw it as a trial run for 2026, right?
Mm-hmm. Sort of a rehearsal. And you're right. There was this real contrast between the official celebration and the actual reported drawbacks.
Like what specifically?
Well, things like extreme heat. You had players complaining about grueling temperatures over 100 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
And violent storms that actually disrupted games, plus issues with poultry attendance, lots of empty seats, and transportation problems, too. It really raises this important question about how these huge sporting events balance that global reach with environmental and logistical realities, especially when climate scientists are suggesting the 2026 World Cup could have the most damaging climate impact ever.
That's a huge tension there. So for discussion points with students, maybe something like, what makes an upset victory in sports so exciting to watch?
Yeah, or you get into the bigger picture. How might big international events like the World Cup need to adapt to, you know, changing environmental conditions?
Good points. Okay, moving from global sports to something equally global, but in a very different way, a really heartwarming story next.
The Lost Stuffy Project.
Yes, founded by Randy Jaffe, who works at a children's hospital in New Jersey. Her project aims to replace those really beloved stuffed animals that kids lose during disasters.
It's such a simple but powerful idea, isn't it? Recognizing that for a child, a stuffed animal gives immense comfort, especially in chaos. Losing it creates a real emotional void. And Jaffe started her search using social media after January's wildfires in Los Angeles, helping parents find replicas of lost toys.
And the response?
Incredible. Strangers from all over the world responded. Some bought new ones, others sent identical toys they already had. The project now has, like, nearly 200,000 followers on Instagram. They've helped kids, like one who lost a stuffed lamb in the Texas floods. It really makes you think, how can individuals use tech and community for emotional support?
That's a fantastic question. So for kids, maybe start with something personal. What's something special you've held on to since you were little? Why does it still matter?
That's a great way in. Or you could explore, how can online communities be used in positive ways to help people who are going through tough times?
Right. Now, our deep dive also included a quote of the day. This one's from Eliana Ross Litton.
A notable figure.
Absolutely. Her quote is, no matter where you are from, no matter what your background is, no matter what your socioeconomic status is, every person can achieve his or her dreams. She's a retired politician, the first Latina woman elected to Congress.
You know, her background really speaks to that quote, doesn't it? Born in Havana, Cuba, her family fled Castro's regime in 59. They settled in the U.S. She became a naturalized citizen. Her political career kicked off in Florida in 82, leading to almost three decades in the House.
That's amazing.
And known for a centrist approach, focused on foreign affairs, national security, human rights. She even became the first woman to chair the House Foreign Affairs Committee in 2011. It really highlights, you know, perseverance and impact.
A real testament to resilience.
Yeah.
So discussion starters here could be, what does achieving your dreams mean to you? And what obstacles might people face?
Or maybe connect it to her life. How can people contribute to public service and represent diverse communities?
Good ones. Okay, shifting gears again, this time to environmental health. A story revealing maybe a less than pleasant truth about some vacation spots.
Ah, the beach bacteria story.
Yeah. A new study by Environment America's Research and Policy Center found that in 2024, more than 6 out of 10 U.S. beaches tested.
6 out of 10, yeah.
That's 1,930 out of about 3,187. Had unsafe levels of fecal bacteria on at least one day. The Gulf Coast beaches had the highest percentage of unsafe days.
It's pretty alarming. And the study points to various causes, right? Malfunctioning treatment plants, Stormwater runoff, carrying pet and wildlife waste, boats, even swimmers.
So a mix of things.
Definitely. It raises that question of our collective responsibility for, you know, our natural resources. And clean water advocates are worried. They're saying proposed cuts to the fiscal 2025 federal budget could actually make this worse.
So investment is needed.
Significant investment, yeah, in water infrastructure to fight the pollution.
So for talking with students, what responsibilities do you think people have to keep the environment, like beaches, clean and safe?
Or more locally.
Yeah.
How can communities work together to improve water quality nearby?
Okay, next up, a look at public opinion. A recent Gallup poll showed a pretty significant shift in how Americans view immigration.
Right. A record 79% now believe immigration is generally good for the nation.
That's a big number. And the percentage wanting less immigration dropped sharply, from 55% down to 30% in just the past year.
And notably, a big shift among Republicans on that point, too.
But here's the nuance, right? While support for immigration itself is up, the poll also found
a sizable majority, 62%, disapprove of President Trump's specific immigration policies.
Okay, so there's a distinction there.
Exactly. His administration has enacted broad anti-immigration policies, mass deportations, allocating, what, $170 billion in a new bill for things like more ICE agents, detention facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So it highlights this dynamic where public opinion on an idea can differ from views on current policy and how it's implemented.
That makes sense. So a potential discussion point. Think about an issue where your opinion changed over time. What caused that shift?
That's a good one for self-reflection. Or maybe, what are some different perspectives on immigration and how do they influence policy decisions?
Okay, finally, let's touch on international relations, specifically President Trump's increasing frustration with Vladimir Putin over the Russia-Ukraine war.
Yes, he recently announced a pretty major threat.
Right, threatening 50% tariffs on Russia if a peace agreement isn't reached within 50 days. And also sending Patriot missile defense systems to Ukraine.
This really puts economic pressure front and center as a foreign policy tool. And these aren't just tariffs on Russia.
He mentioned secondary tariffs, too.
Exactly. Targeting Russia's trading partners to try and isolate Russia even more economically. It's worth remembering, though, that U.S. trade with Russia has already dropped over 90% since the invasion in 2022.
So the impact might be?
Well, it raises questions about the effectiveness and the broader consequences of these kinds of economic measures, especially when trade is already low. And Trump's used similar threats against the EU and Mexico, so it seems part of a broader strategy.
Okay. So for students, maybe discuss, what kinds of effects could a long-term conflict have on the people in those countries beyond just the fighting?
Yeah, the human cost. Or how do economic policies like tariffs affect relationships between countries and maybe the whole global economy?
All right. Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive.
We appreciate you tuning in.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.